But for this part, we'll emphasize on the prototype, that Jesus was our prototype, and that we have the same spiritual life that he has.
我们刚刚讲到耶稣基督就是我们的原型。
Okay, before we get into that though, maybe Serena, you can explain the changes or how you want to use these words.
好,我们刚才讲到那个 typology这个字呢,我们叫做预表,其实那个预的预应该是用预言的预,就预先表述,所以在旧约里面的很多的一些事物,好,人事物,它都预表了未来的一些人事物,那那个预要用预先的那个预字。
And again, the important difference is that a typology or a type will speak about future events that are coming.
所以呢,这个预表这个词呢,它其实很明显的都在讲的是它在预先告知未来会发生的一些状态。But
if it's a prototype, that's the first of things that come afterwards.
好,而所谓的这个原型呢,却反而是所有的事情
Jesus Christ is the prototype for church age believers only.
而耶稣呢,他就是我们所谓教会时代的所有的信徒的一个原型。
Remember, we're in a different dispensation from the Old Testament believers. Now, this is a new dispensation, we're in a new age.
而我们现在呢,是在新的时代。
One of the ways that we can look at the differences between Old Testament believers and New Testament believers, or Christians, you know, we can call ourselves Christians, is through the assets that are given to us at the time of salvation, the spiritual resources. We have the 40 things, remember?
而我们要理解啊,就是说旧约时代的信徒跟新约时代的信徒,基督徒, 它其实是不一样的,因为新约时代的信徒,我们有一个耶稣这样的原型,所以因为耶稣他的出现,造成了我们新约时代的所有的人,他有40个来自上帝给的礼物,那是旧约时代的人没有的。Well,
actually, the Old Testament believers, they would have had a few of those things. For example, we see that Abraham and David were examples of people who believed in Jesus Christ and were given perfect righteousness, plus R.
但是其实旧约时代的信徒,他也有一些礼物,只是没有像我们新约时代那么多,我们有40个,他们有其中的一些,其中有的呢,比如说像大卫啦,或者是亚伯拉罕啊,他们都有所谓的一个完美的公义。
Remember, that's your plus R, your perfect righteousness given by God.
就是我们讲的那个,之前课堂讲的一个加号再写一个R。好,这个呢,就是上帝给我们的一个完美的公义。
You can't go to heaven if you're not perfect. So that's why everybody needs that plus R.
而我们每一个人都需要这个完美的公义,才能够让我们
And you need to be given eternal life.
而且你必须要得到永恒的生命。
John 3:16 says that if we believe in Jesus Christ, God gives us eternal life.
就像约翰福音第三章十五节里面提到的，就是说我们信了耶稣，我们就会得到 eternal
life. That He gives you eternal life.
就是当我们相信了耶稣基督，我们就会得到永恒的生命。
So Old Testament believers have eternal life. They are given eternal life when they believed in Jehovah, believed in the Lord Jesus Christ.
而在旧约时代的这些信众,他们也一样会得到这个。
Quite an interesting fact is that as church age believers, as Christians, we get a double portion of eternal life.
而在旧约时代的可以得到所谓的完美的正义跟永生,而我们的
Because we're baptized into union with Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ has eternal life, so we also have eternal life in Him through the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Okay, 因为经由当我们信神以后，我们在被圣灵洗礼。
And remember that baptism really means to be put in, identified with, or put into union with Jesus Christ.
而所谓圣灵的洗礼是让我们与耶稣基督合而为一。
That means we share in many of Christ's characteristics.
而在这样的状况下，我们就可以分享非常多耶稣基督的一些特质。
Old Testament saints or Old Testament believers did not have that. They did not have a baptism of the Holy Spirit into union with Christ.
而在旧约时代的信徒，他是没有机会受到圣灵洗礼的。所以他就没有机会跟耶稣基督合而为一。
Jesus Christ has an eternal destiny as the King, as the Messiah.
而且呢，耶稣基督会有一个永久的成为王的命格。
He is the eternal King.
因为他是永远的王。
And we're in Christ.
而我们是跟他合而为一的。
This is the highest position in the universe.
这是在整个宇宙中最高的等级。
And then Jesus Christ is a high priest in the order of Melchizedek. So he's not from the Levitical priests, he's not from the priests of Levi. Remember in the book of Hebrews it talks about there's a man called Melchizedek, and he was a king priest. He was in the time of Abraham, there was a king priest called Melchizedek. I think that's the first time. Zedek means righteous, actually. So he was in the time of Abraham.
在亚伯拉罕时期呢，有一位国王叫 Melchizedek。这个国王。
He was a king and he was a priest.
他是又是王又是大祭司。
He was a typology of the coming Jesus Christ.
他呢就是耶稣基督未来会出现的预表。
It's interesting, in the Old Testament, it never talks about the birth or the lineage, the background of Melchizedek. It's like he doesn't have a background.
这有趣的是在旧约里面，这个王啊，提到他，但没有，完全没有提他的过去，他没有任何的背景，在旧约里看不到他的背景。
Now, of course, he had parents and grandparents.
但他一定是有父母，也有小孩，也有孙子等等的。
But the Bible doesn't tell us about
that. 但是奇怪的是，圣经里完全不提到他所有的任何的关系。
And that's just like representing Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ, he doesn't have a beginning, right?
这就好像耶稣基督，他没有源头。
Because he's God. God doesn't begin, so he has no beginning. That's what I mean.
因为他是神，神是说不出他的源头的。
Jesus Christ, he's going to be the king of the universe.
耶稣基督会成为宇宙之王。
And he's the high priest.
他又是大祭司。
Now, he couldn't be a priest in the line of the Levites. See, God had his priests in Israel. It's the Levites, but Jesus Christ was not born in the tribe of Levi.
而一般的祭司都是利未人。这个族群的，而耶稣他不是来自于利未人。
If he was from the tribe of Levi, this would mean that Jesus Christ can offer himself up on the cross, because you always need a priest to offer up the sacrifice. See, Jesus needed to be a priest because he's going to offer himself up as a sacrifice.
但是耶稣又必须是一个祭司，因为他必须献祭他自己。
A sacrifice cannot offer itself up. It needs a priest, which is a representative between God and man, to offer up the sacrifice.
因为当你是一个被献祭之物，一个羔羊，是需要由祭司来献祭的。羔羊自己不能献祭他自己。所以呢，耶稣他必须也是祭司，然后又可以献祭他自己。
Okay, so that's why the Bible says that Christ was a priest in the order of Melchizedek. He had to be a priest, and that priesthood had to come from somewhere.
而所以这就是为什么我们的圣经里提到说，耶稣他必须是这个 Melchizedek 这一个国王大祭司。
In 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 5 and 9.It mentions that we are royal priests in the family of God.
所以在彼得前书的第二章第五到九节里面就讲说，我们都是耶稣基督一起的皇家的成员。
How did we get to be this part of this royal family, and how did we get to be priests?
我们如何成为跟耶稣一样的皇家成员，而且还都是大祭司？
Well, it's because we're in Jesus Christ.
是因为我们在耶稣基督里。
See, the fact that we're royal family and the fact we're priests in that royal family, these are two more assets or two more resources that are part of your 40 assets.
所以呢，我们又是皇家成员，又是大祭司，这两个身份其实就是在我们信主后得到的四十件礼物里面的那另外两件。
These were not given to Old Testament believers.
而这不是旧约时代的信徒拥有的。
You did have some Old Testament believers in the tribe of Levi. They could be priests, but this is like one man who was a high priest at a time.
而且在旧约时代，哈，如果你是利未人，而且还是只可能只有一个，他才有成为所谓整个最大祭司的这个角色。
It was a very privileged position.
而且他是非常非常优等的一个受人崇敬的一个位置。
You had to be born in the tribe of Levi.
你必须生在利未人的这个族群中。
And you had to be from the line of Aaron. Aaron was the first high priest.
哦、oh, oh, ，你必须是在亚伦这个这条线上。
Okay, remember Aaron and Moses were actually brothers, so it's sort of in the family of Moses, but really it was through Aaron.
哦、oh, ，就是因为亚伦跟摩西都是同一家的哈，但是重点是在于亚伦是被定为大祭司。
You had to be a male.
你必须是个男的。
You had to be over 30 years old.
你必须超过30岁。
You had to be perfect in that you had no disabilities, no broken bones, you couldn't be blind or...
你不能够有任何残疾。
Okay, but the interesting thing is you didn't even have to be a believer.
但你不却不一定要是一个信徒。真正信主的人。
And some of those priests were really bad people.
因为很多这个在那个时代的大祭司其实是蛮糟糕的人。
But the fact is now, when you become a believer in Jesus Christ, you are a priest.
现在我们呢，只要我们相信了耶稣基督，我们就成为了一个祭司以及皇家成员。
Okay, so you know these are the privileges, and this is part of the prototype. See, Jesus Christ was the prototype, and we share in the attributes of the prototype.
而这个就是因为我们有耶稣作为我们的原型，所以我们才能够得到像耶稣基督一样的这一些非常重要的这个。优惠就是他的这些相关的礼物。
These assets we get at the beginning of our spiritual life when we believe in Jesus Christ, these are automatically given to us.
只要当我们一信主之后呢，这些礼物就自动的给到我们身上。
But in order to live the spiritual life, which means you know, you're living God's plan in your life, you have to learn Bible doctrine and you have to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
但是呢，要为了要一直生活在灵属灵的生活中的时候，你必须要学习圣经，然后才能够生活在属灵的生活中。
Just as Jesus Christ, he was born with the filling of the Holy Spirit.
就像耶稣基督一样，你才能够有圣灵充满。
And he learned Bible doctrine.
在圣灵充满中，他学习圣经。
And that's how he matured until the time that he was ready to go to the cross.
然后他才能够成熟着，因为属灵的生命的成熟，他才有能力真正最后被钉十字架赴死。
Now, when he was born into the world, he was imputed or he was given a human soul.
当耶稣出生的时候呢，他是被给予了人的魂。
That soul has a volition, which means free will.
而这个魂呢，就有魂的几个重点是，其一就是意志，他的自由意志。
And what that means is that there was a potential, there was a possibility that he could sin.
这代表什么呢？因为他有自由意志，所以他是有机会是会犯罪的。
This is going to be a little bit technical, but you need to understand this because it helps us understand aboutJesus and the difference between his deity and his humanity.
好，我们谈的这个事情是有一点技术性的一个分析啦，哈，但你必须要理解，因为这个耶稣基督他生下来是有他的人的位格跟神的位格两个状态合在他身上。
This is Latin, and that's what they use for teaching in seminaries.
好，那我们现在看到黑板上的这两个字啊，其实是拉丁语。
You can sort of see a little bit even in English. Posse non peccari. Posse means possible.
好，第一行的第一个字呢是这个所谓可能。
Okay, and non means not.
第二个字代表不。
And peccari means to sin or to make mistakes.
第三个字代表是犯罪或者是做错了。
Okay, we have this word in English. If something is perfect, we say impeccable. I think it's got two C's in it. Okay, impeccable. Like you have a concert pianist and they're playing the perfect piece without a mistake.We say this is an impeccable performance.
就说刚刚的那一行字的英文就是代表的是你是完全没有错误的。
Okay, in means not, so it means no mistakes. That's what impeccable means, no mistakes.
好，所以这个 impeccable 就是说没有错误。
Okay, so here we can see the word pecca means like a mistake. So here, posse non peccari means possible not to make mistakes.
这个所以那个就是说有可能不会犯下错误。
Okay, but in the Latin of those times, it also meant to sin. So possible not to sin. That's the best translation for our theological. Possible not to sin. This is talking about the humanity of Jesus Christ.
这代表的是在说什么呢？是在讲耶稣基督他以一个人来讲，他却有机会不犯错。
And then we have it, that they swap it around a little bit. Non-posse peccari means not possible to sin, which means it's impossible to sin. So not possible to sin means impossible to sin, talking about the deity. See, impossible. See, non-posse means impossible, not possible to sin.
所以你看同样的几个字根哦，它组合不一样的时候呢，它下面那一行就变成说绝不会犯错。好，就变成是讲他的神性，所以这两个字前面那一行呢，讲的是他的人性，人性是什么？是有可能不犯错，而第二行呢是说神性是绝对不犯错。
This tells us the character of God, how perfect it is, because He's perfectly righteous. He cannot sin.
所以呢，下面的这个神性呢，就是说他基本上是完全不可能犯任何错误的。
Yeah, even if he, I'd say even if he wanted to, but God would not even want to sin. He cannot. His character will not allow him to sin.
就是说神哦，即使是他想要，他也都不可能去这样想说他要去犯错，因为他的整体的性格。他的这种特质就是一个不可能犯错的状态。
Now, Satan does not believe that.
但是撒旦他不相信这个。
Now, remember, as part of the angelic appeal trial, Satan is doing everything he can to get God to sin, even one time.
撒旦他就是在整个的天使的征战中，他根本他的目的，这个征战的来源就是他要想办法让上帝犯错。
Because if he can do that, that means God is not the perfect judge, and then the appeal trial gets thrown out.
如果神犯了一个错，就代表什么呢？他就不可能再当这个审判长，当法官了。那也就是说，他所提出来的要对这个撒旦以及所有的堕落天使所判的刑责就会被取消。
Okay, so really Satan is fighting that losing battle because he's trying to make God, who cannot sin, to sin.
而所以这个撒旦呢，他基本上是在打一场一定会输的仗，因为怎么可能一个永不可能犯错的这样的一个神的位格的神会去犯错呢？
Let's talk about the deity of God, of course, and God, it's God the Father who is the judge of Satan's first trial. So Satan is also trying to get Jesus Christ to sin, of course.
所以呢，撒旦也要想办法让这个圣子，也就是耶稣基督犯错。
Now in this case,Satan thinks maybe he doesn't now, but he thought maybe he could have a chance, because for Jesus it's possible to sin.
因为那时候撒旦他为什么会认为他有可能可以让耶稣去犯罪？原因是耶稣是有他的人性的那一面，所以人性的那一面是可能不犯错而已，还是有可能，因此就是有可能会犯错，
because,
所以他就觉得他有机会去让耶稣犯错。
Because in his humanity, Jesus Christ had volition; he could have done wrong.
因为在他的耶稣基督的人性的这一面呢，他其实是有一个自由意志， 有自由意志就可以选择犯错。
See, God is the eternal God in heaven. He doesn't have a soul. He exists. He just does. He thinks, but he doesn't have a soul.
而上帝呢，他之为上帝，他就是上帝，他所以他基本上是他没有人的魂的哦。
In that case, God himself, he can only think according to what his character will make him think. He can't think outside of his character.
而对于一个所有人也是这样哈，就是对于神，我们的天父来讲，他的所有的思维就只有在他的性格中可以创造出来的思维。
Since billions and billions of years ago, God's thinking has always been the same. God's thinking doesn't change.
永恒的天父，他的所有的思维从千亿年前，他就是不会变的了。
And in this way, God doesn't make decisions like right or wrong. It's not like he has to choose because his character will say, this is the best. You know, God always does the best.So his character says, this is the best thing. This is the best thing for you. This is the best thing for you. This is the best thing even for Lucifer.
而上帝呢，他就是他的特质是什么呢？他就是永远都可以做最佳的选择。所以他帮每一个天使或者我每一个人我们都选择了最好的选择。
He doesn't have to be thinking, well, should I do this or is this going to be better? Or maybe I could do this. Yeah,
他绝对不会思考说啊我是不是应该这样呢是不是应该那样呢是不是这样比较好呢他不会这样思考。
God just knows the facts and he knows the best way to do things.
因为他就是知道什么是最好的他永远选择的就是那个最好、okay. 而且不需要犹豫。
But getting back to Jesus Christ and his humanity, see, posse non peccari, he could have made mistakes, he could have sinned.
而回到耶稣呢，耶稣因为他是人呢，所以他是有可能不犯错而已哦。
And we see this in Matthew chapter 4, God officially allows Satan or Lucifer a chance to test Jesus Christ.
马太福音里面的第四章有讲到上帝天父其实他给了撒旦机会去测试耶稣
And three times Lucifer was testing Jesus Christ in the desert
路西佛也就是撒旦呢他测试耶稣三次先是在沙漠里
yeah, So he's tempting him to do wrong
所以他一直在引诱他要做错事
But he wasn't tempting him like, oh, you know, here's a beautiful woman, why don't you go and have sex with her?
但他不是用一个简单的说啊、哦、这有一个很漂亮的女生你可以跟她做爱
Yeah, or, you know, here's the best cocaine I could find, why don't you try some of this?
哦他也不会说哦这个是最天下最好的海洛因你要不要试试看
Yeah, that would just be too obvious.
那就太明显了
But he's appealing to what he might think is Jesus' sense of wanting more power.
他假设他反而在想的是也许耶稣会很想要伟大的权力
or to do miracles for example he said turn these rocks into bread
或者是他想要行神迹把这个石头变成面包
okay, he would have put on the nice guy face I really care for you I feel sorry for you you're so hungryJust turn the rocks into bread and you'll be fine.
而且他搞不好把自己装扮成一个非常好的可怜的人就说啊我看你啊好像很饿啊为什么不把这些石头变成面包呢
Jesus Christ never once did he use miracles to solve his problems.
但是耶稣基督从来没有用任何的神迹来为他自己解决自己的问题。
A lot of Christians, they think if they can pray for a miracle, then God can solve their problems.
很多信徒基督徒都以为他们应该要求神显神迹来解决他的问题
well, If God uses a miracle to solve your problems all he's doing is proving that God can do miracles
而如果神要为你行神迹来解决你的问题的话他只能证明神是可以行神迹
And we know that God can do miracles He made the universe
而我们已经知道神本来就可以 行神迹他已经创造了整个宇宙
But what God wants to know is, which he knows the answer of course but what God would like you to do is apply the word of God to solve your problems
而神真正想要做的事情是什么是希望看到你可以运用神的话语来解决他自己的问题。
And that's what Jesus did. He didn't use miracles to solve this problem. He used the word of God to provide the solution.
就像耶稣基督他做的，他没有用神的奇迹来解决自己的问题，而是呢，他用了 神的话语来解决问题。
Okay, noticing in those three tests that you can read about in Matthew 4, Lucifer is using the word of God. He twists it around to try to get Jesus to sin.
而在马太福音里面第四章讲得很清楚啊，这个路西佛他居然是用神的话语把他稍微扭曲了，然后来试着要引诱耶稣。
He was using the word of God to his advantage.
撒旦是用了神的话来得到他的想要得到的好处。
But ultimately, because Jesus Christ had learned the word of God, he passed his test.
而因为耶稣他真的很用心地学了上帝的话语，所以他真正地通过了这个测试。